DABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department charging senior Hamas officials for their involvement in the kidnapping and deaths of Americans in the October 7th attacks. It follows the murders of six hostages by Hamas this past weekend, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden is working on a new proposal to help pause fighting, free remaining hostages, and provide immediate relief for Palestinians in Gaza.
The president himself is personally involved in working with our team and in working with leaders around the world to secure this deal, and that's what we're focused on.
Former President Trump's attorneys say he has waived his right to be present at his arraignment in the 2020 election interference case and will plead not guilty. The charges come from the superseding indictment filed after the Supreme Court ruled on presidential immunity. And extreme heat gripping Texas and the Southeast moves into Southern California later this week. This is ABC News. House Democrats are asking for an inquiry into Donald Trump and whether the former president received an illegal foreign campaign donation before taking office in 2017.
The letter to Donald Trump from congressional Democrats comes weeks after the Washington Post reported that the Justice Department, during Trump's term, looked into whether he received an illegal $10 million contribution from the president of Egypt. Ultimately, the Post reported prosecutors closed that investigation after then-Attorney General Bill Barr raised doubts. House Oversight Committee Democrats now want Trump to answer their questions about the reported Egyptian payment. Because they're in the minority, the Democrats don't have subpoena power. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In Southern California, homes in the coastal community of Rancho Palos Verdes hang in the balance due to the threat of landslides. Officials have shut off power and gas to 140 homes and told residents be prepared to evacuate. The ground's been moving up to 1 foot per week. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for clear and calm conditions tonight. Patchy fog, low 49. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow with a high of 80. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 52. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. And once again, our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden will be in western Wisconsin Thursday. The White House says the president's stop in Westby will have Biden highlighting his policies to lower prescription drug costs and encourage renewable energy and advanced manufacturing. Biden's trip will be his first to Wisconsin since stepping down from the Democratic presidential nomination. He's made several previous visits to the state this year. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin state universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. It's not just Wisconsin. Doctors have seen more than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses across the country. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
That's a much rarer disease. We typically will only see, you know, a handful of cases a year, but we are seeing several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in New England, I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are being reported across the country. The Wisconsin Groundwater Coordinating Council has shared key recommendations for protecting and preserving vital groundwater resources in its 2024 annual report to the Wisconsin State Legislature. Recommendations focused on public health and PFAS substances remain a priority, while one focused on finding solutions for water-stressed areas. The key recommendations in the report address some of the most prevalent and pressing issues in Wisconsin, including setting new and revised health-based groundwater standards to protect public health and the environment from PFAS, nitrate, and other contaminants, implementing agricultural practices that protect groundwater from nitrate, pesticides, and other agricultural contaminants, addressing public health and environmental concerns regarding PFAS, nitrate, and other groundwater contaminants, and finding solutions for water-stressed areas affecting communities, economic activity, and water resources. The full report and Groundwater Coordinating Council recommendations can be found on the Groundwater Coordinating Council website. Gas prices fell another 5.5 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.16 per gallon. This is 35 cents lower than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. This is the fifth straight week of the average price dropping. They should continue to fall as we head into the autumn season. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says the changeover to winter gasoline is 2 weeks away. As long as we don't see a major hurricane head into the Gulf and the situation improves in the Middle East, the national average could fall below $3 in the next 2 months. Locked out? The Better Business Bureau warns don't fall for a locksmith scam. Most people only call a locksmith when they are desperate for help. That means it's easy to overlook red flags and fall prey to a scammer. By getting to know the signs of a locksmith scam ahead of time, you can avoid trouble if an emergency does arise. How it works? You've locked yourself out of your home or car. You take out your phone and do a quick search for locksmiths in your area. This is where the scam begins. Many locksmith scammers use the name and logo of a reputable locksmith to advertise their business. When you call these imitators, they may answer with a generic, "Hello, Locksmith Services," rather than a specific business name. In one common version of this scam, the person on the phone offers you an extremely cheap quote, as low as $15. However, once the locksmith arrives on site, they find a number of reasons to raise the price. Scammers prey on consumers' feelings of desperation, and victims often end up paying hundreds more than what they were initially quoted. In other cases, scammers may also claim that opening your door is impossible. They insist you need to drill the old lock and replace it with a new, expensive lock. This, too, is most likely a deception. A skilled locksmith can open just about any lock. In addition, scammers like to sell extra secure locks that, in reality, are cheap and anything but secure. What's even more disturbing is that a scam locksmith now knows where you live or work and how to gain re-entry later on. To avoid locksmith scams, critique their advertising. Look closely at the business's advertisements. Is the specific name of the business clearly identified? Does the ad look similar to other ads but have a different name? Does it appear that the dealer actually operates under several names? Ask plenty of questions. Most consumer complaints concern fees that were not disclosed when they called the locksmith. Ask about the cost of a service call, mileage, and parts before you agree to have the work performed. Get an estimate before any work begins, including emergency service. If the on-site estimate doesn't match the price quoted on the telephone, have the job done by someone else. Check identification. Most legitimate locksmiths will arrive in a clearly marked vehicle and provide identification. Remember that you will be allowing a stranger into your home. Be wary of necessary drilling. Understand that it isn't routine for a locksmith to insist on drilling the lock to open it. Most locksmiths have the skills to open almost any lock. Demand an invoice. You can't dispute a charge without proof of how you paid and what you paid for. Insist on an itemized invoice that includes parts, labor, mileage, and service charges. The invoice should also include the business name and address. Use your credit card to pay for locksmith services for added security. Find a Better Business Bureau accredited locksmith before you have an emergency. Keep their number in your wallet or phone in case you find yourself in need of services later on. If you've been the victim of a locksmith scam, report the incident to bbb.org/scamtracker. A suspect has been arrested in the fatal shooting of a national gymnastics champion in an apartment near the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater campus. Whitewater police say Kara Welsh, a 21-year-old student at the school, was killed Friday, and the 23-year-old suspect was arrested at the scene that night. Police say Welsh and the man knew each other and that she was shot after they were involved in an altercation. Welsh was from Plainfield, Illinois. She was a member of the Warhawk gymnastics team, and she took the individual national title on vault at the NCAA Division III championships last year. Serve Wisconsin has announced that Wisconsin received $12.8 million in grant funding from AmeriCorps, the Federal Agency for National Service and Community Volunteerism, to support 29 AmeriCorps programs and planning grants across the state. Governor Evers described the impact AmeriCorps members and programs have in Wisconsin when addressing over 200 AmeriCorps members in May at the Governor's Service Awards, when he stated, "The success of our state has always relied on the service and sacrifice of individuals and organizations like yourselves. AmeriCorps has served Wisconsinites well over the past three decades, and for that, we are very grateful." Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state chamber of commerce each year, declares September as Chamber of Commerce Month in Wisconsin. Throughout the month, WMC will work with local chambers of commerce to highlight the crucial role chambers play in communities across the state. More than 265 local chambers in Wisconsin work as business advocates each day, strengthening the economy, providing resources to professionals, promoting tourism, and connecting local communities. Governor Tony Evers, at the request of the Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce executives, proclaimed September as Chamber of Commerce Month in Wisconsin. The month's celebration will culminate at the WCCE Annual Conference and Retreat, held September 24th through 26th in Sheboygan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the 2024 bear hunting season opens tomorrow. With diligent scouting and preparation efforts, bear hunters should expect another year of quality bear hunting this fall. Wisconsin has a thriving and expanding bear population, estimated at more than 26,000 animals. The resident bear population covers more than half the state, primarily in the forested regions of northern and central Wisconsin, with a continued trend of slow southward expansion. Hunting plays a critical role in black bear research, the science behind bear management. The samples hunters provide from each harvested bear provide important data used to monitor and ensure the health of Wisconsin's bear population in the future. The 2024 bear season is open from September 4th to October 8th, with specific regulations based on a hunter's bear management zone. Hunters must know the management zone in which they are licensed to hunt and the specific bear hunting regulations within that zone. The DNR's bear hunting webpage provides general information about hunting bears, regulations, and hunting hours. It's Richland County Fair Week. While things don't officially get underway for public viewing until Thursday, today is entry day for flowers and houseplants, photography, and foods. All entries in these departments may be dropped off by 6 this evening.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center, died August 25th as a result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a beautiful day we had today as we went back to work and school. The sun was shining bright, the breeze was crisp and comfortable as high temperatures rose to the upper 70s. But did you see the haze? A little bit of wildfire smoke did start to creep on in here. Tonight we stay clear as those winds calm. Low temperatures will fall crisp to the upper 40s. This, of course, could allow for some patchy fog to build in early tomorrow morning before clearing way to abundant sunshine. In fact, tomorrow, it's going to be warm. High temperatures will be flirting with 80 degrees with breezy south winds. Few clouds build in by tomorrow night. Lows fall to the low 50s. And for Thursday, one more day in the 80s. Why am I saying it like that? Well, because Thursday things are changing across the state. A cold front is going to be dropping southward. Highs up north won't even make it near the 80s. And you can bet that by Friday, we won't either. As this cold front strikes, showers and maybe a thunderstorm will cross through. Nothing is expected to be severe, however, some could be on the stronger side of things. And as we take a look at rainfall totals, it looks like a quarter of an inch to a half an inch at the moment. As the low pressure system moves off to the east, for Friday, we could still see light stray showers possible and partly cloudy skies with the cooler air filtering in. High temperatures will rise to the upper 60s. Overnight lows plummet to the low 40s for your Saturday morning. As winds gust out of the north, it'll be partly sunny and cool with highs only in the mid-60s. The fall feel truly settling in. This is well below our average highs. And on Sunday, we still do keep that crisp trend. It'll be mostly sunny with highs near 70. We start to warm things up a little bit more as we push into next week. We'll be under a ton of sunshine on Monday, warmer highs back to the mid-70s. So we are approaching the time of year where we have spikes of warmth and spikes of cold. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 76 degrees after a high of 78 and a morning low of 46. Yesterday's high was 76 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 and 2023 is 96 degrees with a record low of 36 that was set back in 1946. Last year's high was 96 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:34. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:29. Winds are out of the north-northeast at around 4 miles per hour. Our barometric rating is 30.21, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. The Brewers used the long ball to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday afternoon by a 9-3 score. A Willie Adames homer in the first gave Milwaukee a three-run lead that was never surrendered. Reese Hoskins and Jackson Churio also went deep. Churio with the bases loaded in the sixth. All nine Brewers runs scored on homers. Catcher Pedro Pages had a pair of home solo shots for the Cardinals. Freddie Peralta claimed the pitching victory. Aaron Civale starts the second game of the four-game series tonight, and that game will start at 6:40 with the first pitch, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Green Bay's Christian Watson has shown he's capable of being one of the NFL's most potent deep threats when his hamstrings aren't bothering him. The issue has been his inconsistent availability. Watson has missed 11 games because of hamstring problems over his first two pro seasons. Watson made it through training camp healthy and is optimistic he has a better understanding of how to deal with his hamstring issues as the Packers head into their season opener Friday night against the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he's confident in his new kicker, Braden Narbison, just after two practices. LaFleur calls the kicking situation uncharted territory when the new guy was first brought on board. Following two near-perfect practice sessions, the coach now says he is comfortable with Narbison. Absolutely. In his first practice, Narbison made all five kicks, including one from 58 yards in a stiff wind. When he was claimed off waivers from the Titans last week, Narbison became the team's sixth kicker on the roster since the end of last season.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Wisconsin Badgers went into the season opener wanting to play physical and impose their will on Western Michigan. They were able to do that in a 28-14 victory. What they didn't do is throw the ball downfield or produce any explosive plays. Head coach Luke Fickell says the coaching staff knows Wisconsin has to be able to do that in order to compete in the Big Ten Conference. The 196 yards gained on the ground was impressive. Just one downfield pass attempt wasn't. Coaches say quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has the arm to make it happen. The Big Ten kicked off its season with 4 new teams, 5 new coaches, and 13 schools featuring a new starting quarterback. It was a smashing success with no league contests in week 1 for the first time since 2019. The league finished with a 17-1 weekend, and it was capped by Miller Moss's dramatic last-minute touchdown drive Sunday night to give number 23 Southern California a 27-20 victory on over number 13 LSU in a matchup of Heisman Trophy winning replacements. And around the league, that now stretches from coastline to coastline, everyone is hoping for even bigger and better results. And it's clear that Bucks starter Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton have a bond. It goes farther than the basketball court. When Antetokounmpo got married on Sunday, Middleton was his best man. That shouldn't be startling because the two have developed impressive chemistry since they first started playing together 11 years ago. Other notable guests at the event held in Greece included former teammates Drew Holiday and Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back to school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With the start of a new school year, the Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society has the following reminders regarding school-related items that can pose threats to the health and well-being of family pets. First, if ingested by pets, glue sticks, crayons, and markers can all cause stomach pain or pose a choking hazard. Likewise, medications, gum, and chocolate, often found in open backpacks, are also potentially dangerous to pets. So, to keep your pets safe and healthy during the school year, make sure to keep backpacks closed whenever pets are around, and to keep all school supplies safely out of the reach of pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Tuesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on fund and technical buying, expecting recent warm, dry weather in much of the region to have at least some impact on yields. China did buy 132,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans Tuesday morning. November beans were up 12 at 10.12, and January was 12.5 higher at 10.29.5. October bean meal was up $7.30 at 3.17.40. October soybean oil is down 105 points at 41.48. Corn was higher, continuing to monitor late development conditions and early harvest activity. First crop plantings underway in Brazil, about 8% complete, while Argentina's corn planted area could be down sharply on the year. December corn was 8.25 higher at 409.25, and March was up 8.25 at 427.25. And wheat was higher on fund and technical buying, a little bit oversold, and there is talk that Ukraine will limit wheat exports. That and smaller crops in Russia and Europe could boost export demand for U.S. supplies. December Chicago was 15.25 higher at 566.75. December Kansas City was up 11 at 576.25. December Minneapolis wheat was 6.75 higher Tuesday at 607.25. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching the distribution of this week's show list, with box beef up at midday. Megan Grebner has more on direct cash cattle business in a moment. October live is up 67 at 179.27. December was $1.30 higher at 178.85. October feeders are up 157 at 239.32. And with pork higher at midday on Tuesday, October hogs were up 30 at 82.52. December lean was $1.02 higher at 73.80. Megan Grebner will have that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the latter half of the week. Box B closed higher on good demand from moderate offerings. Choice up $1.33 at $310.67. Select closed $4.29 higher at $300.11. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 7,000 on the week, and down about 3,500 on the year. Cash hog prices were delayed all day due to packer submission problems. With the holiday shortened week, look for processors to start more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Pork values close higher, up $1.59 at $98.82. Hams, ribs, bellies, picnics, loins, and butts were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head. That's up 5,000 on the week and up more than 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. U.S. corn and soybean development remains at or ahead of normal. While that follows another week of mixed but generally favorable weather in much of the Midwest and Plains, there are some concerns that dry weather in parts of the region could trim yields. The USDA says 90% of U.S. corn is at the dough-making stage, 60% has dented, and 19% has reached maturity. More news is next.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Sentiment decreased drastically in the latest Ag Economy Barometer. Jim Mintert with Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture says the August reading is the lowest for the survey since late 2016.
Barometer index fell 13 points to a reading of 100. That leaves the index down 15 points compared to August a year ago. Kind of takes us back to a level that we saw when we first started collecting data.
A climatologist says some farmers have been concerned about the possibility of an early freeze and its impact on corn and soybeans. Dennis Toddy, director of USDA's Midwest Climate Hub, tells Brownfield he's been talking with growers who faced planting delays or had to replant.
We can't see anything about absolute chances for freeze up till about 2 weeks out.
The USDA says 474 million bushels of corn were used for fuel alcohol production in July 2024, up 6% on the month. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Harvesting alfalfa and other hay crops requires several passes through the field, which means the plants are getting run over by heavy equipment a lot. University of Wisconsin Extension and Biological Systems Engineering Specialist Brian Luck has some research-based recommendations to help that alfalfa stand last longer and produce more. Next on today's Managing for Profit.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Brian Luck with the University of Wisconsin says there are things farmers can do in harvesting to help preserve alfalfa.
We've kind of found that when we run our machines through the field to harvest alfalfa, there's a lot of machines we take out there, and we're looking at how much does that damage the plant and what does that cause as far as problems in the soil due to compaction and other things. We did find that we have a yield reduction. We're still quantifying how much that is for sure, but we're also taking it to the next step where we just use one machine in the past. That one machine had ag tires on it, no lugs, things along those lines. Now we're looking at on-road tires where we're using trucks in the field. How much damage does that cause compared to, say, tractor-towed carts, which we found in past studies? The efficiencies are very similar with some of those, so we may justify using those and keeping the trucks out of the field for causing damage to the plants. So we put GPS on every machine that was involved with alfalfa harvest a couple years back. Out of a 100-acre field, 49 acres saw a tower at least once. Depending on when you run that alfalfa over, if it's right after cutting, may not be as bad as if you run it over a couple of days later, say picking up hay bales or after you've let that alfalfa lay and it's starting to regrow. If we start, we're losing persistence and we're losing plants throughout the growing season, that has an impact on next year's yield. Not that we're trying to keep the alfalfa stands a whole lot longer than we currently are, but just maintaining those plants in the field so we maintain a productive stand over the life of the alfalfa crop.
Sounds like another possible problem is how many times you're making a pass in the field to get that alfalfa from cutting to the bunk. If you're going out there with a merger or going out there with a chopper, that's another pass.
Exactly. We're sort of talking about and trying to figure out how producers can do this or custom harvesters can do this is maintaining infield roads. The mower has to go where the mower has to go. The merger has to go where the merger has to go. And thus the chopper has to go where it has to go. But our transport vehicles don't need to be driving anywhere they want to in the field. That's basically sort of what we're preaching is, can you keep those transport vehicles, trucks, tractors, etc., that are moving material away from the chopper on infield roads? I guarantee you will damage those plants where they are, but we're not applying traffic to the rest of the field.
So if you're in a truck following a chopper, for example, are you better behind the chopper or alongside of it?
I think you're better behind, but we're not able to load it as full, and that's sort of a problem. So maybe a whole new chopper box that we come up with someday to accommodate that. But at the very least, we want it to stay behind the chopper as long as it can on the same wheel tracks and then get to the side, get loaded, and get out of there by going to the end of the field, staying on end roads, and getting off the field as quickly as possible.
That's Brian Luck. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G.
But then I close my eyes and then right back That was Lady A with What If I Never Get Over You. And good evening, I'm Tim Thede on this Tuesday evening on the third day of September. Hoping each and every one of you are having a great Tuesday. And I'll be bringing you music up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Hope your first day back to work after the Labor Day weekend went well. I know it's always a tough one to do, but look on the bright side. If you work on a regular weekday, you only have you have only four more days, and then you'll have the weekend again to take off. So be sure to enjoy the time you have off, though, coming. Right now, the weather isn't too bad at all out there. Get outside and enjoy the temperature is 76, sunny degrees, and winds out of the west at 4 miles per hour at 546. Well, the Richland County Fair isn't too far away. Tomorrow kicks off with the judging. A lot of judging going on at the fairgrounds and entry day for all the livestock. And then on Thursday is when the rides kick in and all that. So it's hard to believe it's not that far away. I'm not sure if I'll get on out to the fairgrounds, hoping to do so, but may have to wait till Saturday if I do. But who knows? If it's hopefully I'll get out there. So if I do see you out there, I'll be sure to say hi and hope you enjoy the fair this weekend as well. Just wanted to let you know in regards to the fair, those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for the Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. Coming up next, we have Dylan Schneider with Ain't Missing You.
I hope it hurts, I hope you're mad. I hope you're thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances, no. And girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to her. She's moving on like you thought she never would. If I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. And she don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tied up, if you know what I mean. I had to break it to her. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She don't wanna make up, she ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
This is Phil Mee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
100.9 WRCO.
And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girls just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge. Sweet Baton
fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. If she's on a rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Come out of a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show it. She's ice cold, red dot locked on me, yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In the blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight. Catch all her secrets, sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we'll leave it. Getting me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have anything, but she wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In the blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants to know.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Justice Department is charging six senior Hamas members in the kidnapping and murders of U.S. citizens during the October 7th attack on Israel.
The heinous acts that we have seen by Hamas is devastating. And those six hostages, their families are grieving. The president was very clear about that in his statement over the weekend, and he's going to continue to work around the clock, around the clock.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is committed to working with allies to reach a deal to bring hostages home and to provide relief to protect Palestinian civilians. California Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in the city of Rancho Palos.